The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others to attract their attention. If you do this, you will have no reward from your Abba God in heaven. When you do acts of charity, for example, do not have it trumpeted before you. That is what hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, that they may be praised by others. The truth is, they've already received their reward. But when you do acts of charity, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Your good deeds must be in secret, and your Abba God, who sees all that's done in secret, will repay you. And when you pray, do not behave like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing up in the synagogues and on the street corners for people to see them. The truth is, they've received their reward in full. But when you pray, go to your room, shut the door, and pray to God who is in that secret place. And your Abba God, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you. And when you fast, do not look depressed like the hypocrites. They deliberately neglect their appearance to let everyone know that they're fasting. The truth is, they've already received their reward. But when you fast, brush your hair and wash your face. Do not let anyone know you're fasting except your Abba God, who sees all that is done in secret. And Abba God, who sees all that is done in secret, will reward you." The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus the Christ.
Please be seated. I think in our culture, being noticed and being liked is very important and addictive in some ways. We do lots of things to be seen and to see how many likes we get and to look at what we do for appearances' sake and not necessarily for the fullness of what we're doing. So God's asking us to say, what if I'm the only one watching? Then what will you do? What will you do for me, for our relationship, for your neighbor? I was listening to a story today about inexpensive clothing, and that you can order a bunch of inexpensive clothing online, right? And you receive it, but it's not good quality and it falls apart pretty quickly. But if you want the appearance of abundance, then that might be what you do. It also may be that that's what you need to do to clothe your family. So it's about what's the motivation for that. So in Lent, as Marcia prayed, we stop and we begin to look at our motivations and why we do what we do. Are we doing it to get a pat on the head or a kudos, or are we doing it actually in terms of social media? What's crazy about it, it's also to get really a lot of disapproval, because that's a good thing. So if you get a lot of approval, that's a good thing. If you get a lot of disapproval, that's a good thing, because the goal is to get attention. Well, that's not what God calls us to. So during this holy time, we're called to ask ourselves, why are we doing what we're doing? In our Lenten reflection booklet, we're going to focus the holy moment conversation on verbs. And I want to read a lot of the verbs that came in that first reading that Linda read. Return, fasting, weeping, mourning, rend. That was our first word today. see, turn, relent, offering, proclaim, call, gather, summon, assemble. Take pity. So in our Lenten reflection, I encourage you to kind of waltz through all those verbs and see if one of them calls to you to say, what is this verb, this action that I'm going to take during Lent? So not so much about what am I going to give up or what am I going to feast on, but what action word do I want to focus on? My word is a little surprising to me because it's unfold. Unfold for me is like relax. Don't be so uptight or stressed out. In order for a bird to fly, they have to unfold their wings. So to glide more than I've been doing, perhaps. I'm not sure unfold is in the book, but I got to have a preview because I decided what we're going to talk about. So, as many of you know, when we were forming the church, Father Paul was in Kansas and I was here in Denver, and we were getting ready to begin, and we were like, what shall we call this church? And unbeknownst to either of us, we were both reading A Life of the Beloved by Henri Nouwen. And so we were reading that book in separate places without knowing it about each other. And that's how we came to be the Beloved, Church of the Community of the Beloved. And so Henri Nouwen's voice is important to us. And so in The Inner Voice of Love, Henri Nouwen writes, you are constantly facing choices. The root choice is to trust at all times that God is with you. And God will give you what you most need. God says to you, I love you. I'm with you. I want to see you come closer to me and experience the joy and peace of my presence. I want to give you a new heart and a new spirit. I want you to speak with my mouth, see with my eyes, hear with my ears, touch with my hands. So all that is mine is yours. Trust me and let me be your God. So between now and Saturday night, there might be a little inquiry to say what verbs have popped out for you. You don't have to necessarily claim them as your Lenten reflection, but if you could at least say, this one caught my attention, that would be a good thing. So these 40 days up to Easter, you know, we just had Advent. We just had Advent and Christmas. And so Advent leads up to Christmas, and Lent leads up to Easter. So by the time we get to Easter, our heart is purer than it was before. That is the goal. So one of my other favorite poets is Rumi, who's a Sufi mystic. And Sufi actually comes from the Islam tradition. And Rumi says, be a lamp, a lifeboat, a ladder. Help someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd. Let me read that one more time. Be a lamp, a lifeboat, a ladder. someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd. So I hope to meet many of you shepherds out and about, and I pray that our Lents are rich and fruitful and perhaps challenging. We may come up with a verb that's going to call us to a challenge, and that would be okay too. I'm glad you're all here. It's good to be together. We've had a good day. So thank you for coming out this night.